the Mac and Matlin Direct on Devil Radio. Our lines are open, 844-967-2789. Well, there were various jihadist attacks in Europe and North Africa the last couple of days. Two lone wolf attacks in Norway and Great Britain, UK. One of them in Lebanon that was not lone wolf, it was organized. The lone wolf attacks in Norway, small city in Norway near Oslo. Guys originally from Denmark, convert to Islam, decides to wage jihad, and he walks around with a bow and arrow. You know, over there, guns are banned, otherwise it would have been a gun. And he shoots and kills five people and wounds three others. You know, the guy's walking down the street, guy looks up, guy's coming out with a bow and puts it right through him. I mean, what are you going to do with that? What are you going to do with that? No death penalty in Norway, so he will be sent away for prison for a long time, fed, given health care. I mean, he'll be permitted to proselytize in the prison to other prisoners trying to convert them. In the UK, this is a district about 40 miles east of London. Guy, member of parliament, holding a sort of a town hall. What's great, I love all these phrases. They call it a surgery, believe it or not, over there. Guy's holding a surgery. It's a town hall is what it is. It's a meet and greet. People can line up, tell them their concerns and all that one at a time. Guy gets in line. He's an immigrant from Somalia. He walks up, and as the press over there reported for his surgery, well, he puts some surgery on the other guy. He pulls out a gun, a knife, buries it, and the other guy knifes him to death. The other guy, 69 years old, long-term member of parliament, had five kids. No death penalty in UK, and so he will go to prison for a long time, probably not life. Get fed, have health care, and can proselytize. In Beirut, Lebanon, you remember a year or so ago, there was a blast at a port. There was a big storage of ammonium nitrate. It blew up, and it blew up in destroyed neighborhoods and houses and killed a lot of people in predominantly Christian neighborhoods. A judge has been appointed to analyze and to decide what caused the explosion. Yes, it was ammonium nitrate. What exploded it? And what also, why were there not more safeguards and why did it target this particular neighborhood? There are a number of people. They have power sharing over there. That was originally, Lebanon was originally the country carved out for Christians in North Africa because there's so many Muslim nations around. Shiite Muslims, Hezbollah, started to come in. They're the ones that are funded by Iran. They're the ones that attack Israel. They're the ones that attack Christian neighbors in Lebanon. So now there's power sharing. Different religions by religion have to be, you know, the president, the head of parliament, and so forth. And Hezbollah started to shoot their Christian neighbors because they said, we don't want this judge. Why? Because he was a fair guy, and they were afraid that it would come out, as there is increasing indication, that I don't know how the ammonium nitrate was activated, but the truth is there was not adequate supervision, there was not adequate warning, and the people involved were more from the Hezbollah side. A lot of suspicion over there. In any event, they want the judge out, and for that reason, they start shooting. Now there's a ceasefire. You know, let me tell you something. There's lone wolf attacks, and then there are organized attacks, but the bottom line is this, that any country with a liberal democracy, any company that wants to maintain, or country that wants to maintain the separation of church and state, is out of their mind to import people and a culture from a jihadist country, a jihadist culture. It just does not work, and it ends up in this kind of violence. Okay, well, this is great. This is absolutely great, and it's a harbinger for the election coming up in 2022. Donald Trump made a statement the other day. He said, I want Sean Duffy to run for governor against Tony Evers in Wisconsin. Trump, you know, this guy, he's deranged. He's not just emotionally disturbed, but he's really more like a guy. In the old days, guys would impersonate Napoleon. They put on a jacket with a tall hat and put one hand in their shirt and all that. And I'm Napoleon. I mean, Trump has that kind of complex. Who the hell does he think he is interfering in elections in Wisconsin? Well, I know who he thinks he is. He's an autocrat. He'd like to be Putin, subservient to Putin. Let me unpack the impact of what he did and said. The impact, very, very substantial. The only real candidate, I mean, there's some people who just stick their name on, but the only real candidate with Republican backing in the primary for the Republicans to take on Tony Evers is Rebecca Clayfish. Rebecca Clayfish had been the lieutenant governor under Walker. She won a very large contested primary to be lieutenant governor with a fairly small number of votes. The word was that Walker didn't want her, and he didn't want her. Now she's the only game in town. So his son, Walker's son, is her political manager. There's a guy named Bill McCoshin. I'm reviewing the bidding, unpacking this so that you have full information going to the gubernatorial election. Bill McCoshin was an unusual guy. He was chief of staff. Tommy Thompson was a moderate. Bill McCoshin's father was a member of labor up in Superior in Douglas County. It looked like McCoshin would have some sort of, moderate ideas, like Tommy Thompson. The Republicans knifed him back many years ago before he was in politics. He apparently got drunk up in Minnesota and publicly urinated. Okay, well, they leaked that to the press. Clayfish's people did, denied any knowledge of it, and McCoshin dropped out. So now there's only Clayfish. Trump is now doesn't want Clayfish. He wants Sean Duffy. Who's Sean Duffy? Sean Duffy's a guy who'd been a congressman in the northern part of the state. Dave Obey's, my friend Dave Obey's old district. I think he lives in Wausau. He does have ties up around the Hayward area, where my brother-in-law lives, and beautiful area, Chippewa Flowage. I've water skied and fished on the Chippewa Flowage. Beautiful, beautiful area, Lacouture Reservation up there. Casino, I went there. There was a country music concert there by Charlie Pride. Charlie Pride came, saw Charlie Pride. Terrific, terrific. Great area, but Sean Duffy somehow wormed his way in, and he was a congressman. His wife is a commentator. She appears on Fox News. And anyway, Sean Duffy. Well, why does Trump want Sean Duffy? Well, if you take a look at Rebecca Clayfish, she's indistinguishable from Kim Reynolds of Iowa and Kristi Noem of South Dakota. They're all acolytes of Trump. They all sing his praises. They're a little choir of acolytes for Trump. Trump, whatever else, has really counterintuitive but insights on politics that can turn out to be correct. And I think he realizes that if Rebecca Clayfish is the Republican nominee for governor, she can't win. She can't win for a lot of reasons, but one of them is gravitas. You know, people will vote for somebody in Congress and they go, oh, what the hell? And they just give speeches, they walk around, talk smart, and, you know, all right, I got an itch. I'm mad at this one, or I like that one, so okay, I'm gonna vote for him. They don't do that for president, and they don't do it for governor. Now, those are executive positions. The buck stops there. There's a lot of money at stake. You have to have competent management. So somebody like Rebecca Clayfish might get elected to Congress somewhere, to the state Senate, whatever. She's elected lieutenant governor. But lieutenant governor, no one cares about the lieutenant governor. Lieutenant governor literally has no power. There is no power because there's a guy named Rusty Olson, who's lieutenant governor under Lee Dreyfus, state senator from the Kenosha area, who is seen as so lacking competence that basically the legislature stripped the lieutenant governor of all duties. They get a staffer, an office, and they're told to stay out of sight. And usually they roam around the state kind of breaking the bottle for the inauguration of a shopping center or something. Well, nobody believes that Rebecca Clayfish has the managerial chops to run a state. And when people like Rebecca Clayfish have been elected, like Kim Reynolds of Iowa, Kristi Noem of South Dakota, they've done a terrible job. Trump realizes that, even though she's one of his acolytes. But Sean Duffy's a real acolyte, too. And one of the things that bothers me about Sean Duffy is, on the surface, if he talked even semi-moderate, like a Bill McCoshin, you'd say, all right, well, you know, we'll listen to this guy a little more. But when I have seen him interviewed, he is full frontal Trump. He will be full frontal the big lie, full frontal that somehow there's something wrong in the last election. I do not trust him to certify a presidential election for the winner if the winner's a Democrat. And I don't trust Rebecca Clayfish to certify an election for a Democrat who wins. I just don't. This is not a contest between the Republican Party and the Democratic Party. I'm going to say it again. This is a contest between authoritarianism and democracy. Whether or not you like the Democrat or so on, the Democrat will vote to certify whoever wins the election. And that's a core value, an absolutely core value. And we're not talking a Republican like a Lee Dreyfus or a Tommy Thompson here. They'll talk the talk on some things, but when push comes to shove, they'll do the right thing. These folks will not do the right thing. So Trump is urging Sean Duffy to run against Evers, not because he knows very well that Duffy is a Trump acolyte too, but unlike Clayfish, he's a former congressman and he can pretend to throw off some gravitas. My own view is he does not have gravitas and it's not going to do any good anyway. I also don't think he's going to get in, but stand by just so that you're aware that has happened. Okay, we're going to a break. The lines are still open. 844-967-2789. A lot more to talk about today. Another segment to go. Lines are open. 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break.